Hello, everybody, and welcome to NWR Connectivity, episode 227. I am Kelton Rice, and joined with me today is Adam Abu Nasser.
E320XX. ARMS fans and Splatoon fans are all that's left of humanity.
What a grim depiction. And then we have Brian Rose as well.
I don't know if ARMS has legs, so I would be on Team Splatoon.
Oh! Well, I hate multiplayer and 3D, so...
I am so excited to play Splatoon when it comes out, because I've never really played Splatoon. So, that is... I'm very excited to be able to finally do that this year with the Switch.
Wow, I think that's the fastest I've ever gotten us off track.
No, right. I decided to give you that one. That was a freebie. All right, listeners. So today we are going to be discussing our predictions and our hopes for E3 2017 for Nintendo. Since we don't really have any conclusive, hard-hitting facts about what they'll actually be doing, we decided we'd go ahead and put out a fun one where we can kind of just talk about what we would like, our pie in the sky for what we want Nintendo to do this year. So I guess, gentlemen, do you have anything you would like to start us off with?
Yeah, I have something. The first thing that I think we're going to see, just boom, to open up E3, it's going to be a 45-minute presentation on the NES Mega Edition, where it's about the size of... have you guys ever seen one of those little cars that like people get in and drive around? You know, like a little four-door or something? It's going to be about that size.
Oh, smart. Sure.
But ooh, it's going to have like 15 of the biggest games.
Oh.
Like 15, what? You say?
15 of the biggest games.
So, like, Mario?
Yeah, all 15 Mario games.
Okay, cool. I like that. And that's Zelda?
Oh, I don't know if Zelda will make the cut.
Oh, okay.
I bet the Wand of Gamelon will. I know it's not even on the NES, but why not?
Just put all three of them in there.
Yeah, just put them all in there.
And I forget the other two because I don't care about those.
The NES crappy edition?
Like Faces of Evil or something like that.
Oh, I think it is the Faces of Evil.
What would be great is if, like, lead up to E3, they were teasing it, and they just had, like, a big picture of Link's face from Wand of Gamelon on one side, and then they just had the cover for Mario Brothers 1 on the other, and it just said, will it be good or will it be bad this year? Oh, just really laying out the land for everybody. I like the fact that that only got a chuckle. All right, so... Mega Edition, huh? That's something.
The Mega Edition.
So, do we want to go... Okay, cool. So, do you have a serious prediction?
No. We're not doing any serious predictions today. At least I'm not.
Ooh, okay.
Because that's the best way to predict what Nintendo's going to do.
That's fair. That's pretty accurate to how they do their stuff. Yeah, we never know anything, really, which is strange. You would think that we would have some sort of heads up half the time, but half the time it's like, oh, by the way, tomorrow at like 3 o'clock in the morning, there's going to be a Nintendo Direct. Everybody, like, stay awake.
Yeah, that's usually how it is. They'll send out, they don't have really a set time when they'll send out an email, but they'll do it and they'll say a date and people will just go to it. I have no idea why they haven't sent out anything yet. I think we should at least have a date. I think it's going to be the Tuesday of that E3 week, but I mean, we have like ideas, but they haven't confirmed anything yet.
It's Wait, don't they weird. Do what it do at think? The same time every year?
They wouldn't Mostly. Be around this time.
No, was the that actual, on the their Wednesday? Press conference. I think they do it right before the floor opens every year.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Oh, that's true. They do have something on Sunday morning sometimes, and then don't they have their normal big show on Wednesday?
They had the Nintendo World Championships last year, didn't they? Or was that the year before?
Oh, yeah, and then they had the Smash Tournament the year before, I think. Oh, no, those were both 2 years ago, because last year was only Zelda.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did they have anything on Sunday morning last year, or was it only Wednesday with Zelda, and then, like, whatever they had for the rest of the week?
I think they showed Zelda before the show floor opened.
Okay.
I think.
I don't think they did. I think they just started Treehouse Live last year. I don't even think they had, a special Nintendo Direct or anything.
No, that's true. They showed... The only other thing they showed was, like, I remember they showed a little thing for Pokemon Sun and Moon, before and they showed all the Zelda footage, but that was...
Ever Oasis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was really about it, though.
So this year, I think that they're gonna do what they did with Zelda last year, where they have the big themed room, and they just bring one game, just to focus on that, but they're gonna do it with ARMS. Only Zelda is a very deep game, and on this day, we will realize that ARMS is just not a very deep game. There will be they've already announced all six characters, shown off all the stages or whatever, and that's it. It'll just be people playing, 20 minutes of ARMS over and over and over again. Like, remember the last Nintendo Direct? The part everyone was talking about was when they showed the whole ARMS match. Just imagine how much they'll be talking about it if that's all they show at E3.
what day does ARMS come out?
It comes out the last day of E3.
Okay, so, yeah.
Yeah, so...
They'll be showcasing that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll have some showcase for that. If they did do a big game like that and they did the whole Zelda treatment with it, what I think would be really nice is if they did do that with, like, a game like maybe Metroid, and then they had a bunch of, like, little stuff, like, surrounding, like, something like that. Because I feel like that would be really nice if they just did, like, something like that for a big game every year.
If no one even likes Metroid, look at the sales numbers.
Well, that's true. You know what the game everybody would want.
That's fair. I guess maybe that's just my own selfish desires. One thing we do know is that they're going to be having Mario Odyssey there. Yes. And I believe, isn't that going to be playable on the show floor, I think? Don't quote
pretty
me
sure.
On that.
I would be surprised if it wasn't.
Yeah, I believe that's definitely going to be shown. Especially if it's going to be this year.
Yeah, but in order to play it, first you have to beat a Nintendo employee at ARMS. But not a virtual version, a real life version. You have to fight.
Oh,
ooh.
Fight a Nintendo employee.
Just
to
like
get to the.
This already sounds more tense than E3 last year.
Yeah, dude. High stakes world of video games.
We should put out a Twitter call to Nintendo to beat us in an ARMS match, just like they did with that cow milking contest that somebody did to them on Twitter.
Oh my gosh.
We could do it. We should, I want in ARMS, I want there to be a mode called Arm Wrestle, or ARMS Wrestle, and I just want it to be like the big springy gloves trying to do arm wrestles while like walking away and like towards and from each other.
Oh my gosh, that's awful.
I feel like,
but
wait, I'd love that.
While we're talking about fighting Nintendo employees, who would win in a fight, Reggie or Bill?
Reggie.
Bill looks like a gangster, though.
Yeah, Bill. He seems like maybe he took some sort of like classes when he was young. You know, like he was like a boxer as a child. Just
secretly,
he's
like a karate master.
Like, they have like 20 years after the boxing movie. Like,
isn't Reggie like very tall?
Reggie's very tall. He's giant, and he could probably match Bill.
He has a size advantage.
One thing that Reggie does have, too, is he has that, like, that big, loud, booming voice that he could probably just, like, shout at Bill and probably, like, send him flying just with his voice, kind of like in Skyrim.
Is he just a Skyrim character?
he's just like, Bill is just, like, one of the guards, and then when you shout at him, he just, like, goes flying.
Oh, my gosh.
Plus, one little thing is he apparently used to be, like, the marketing guy or whatever for Pizza Hut, so I kind of just, after I learned that fact, I kind of just ever, for and for always, will probably just think of him as the Pizza Hut guy.
He's the Bigfoot pizza guy, isn't he?
Yeah. I believe so, yeah. So he's just, I just think of him as the big pizza man.
Huh.
Yeah, apparently that was where he got his marketing skills, so to speak, I think.
There's somebody that used to be like that in the pro wrestling world, but they flopped big time, and like Nintendo, which is pretty strong, so maybe it's not as good as a comparison, but
yeah. I was going to say,
Pizza Hut executives are everywhere, apparently.
Was it Reggie? Was Reggie a wrestler for a while, too? Is that the missing piece here?
No, it was somebody else. An old guy. There's no WCW anymore. There's no WCW for a reason.
All right, well, Brian, what do you think is going to happen at E3?
I mean, Mario Odyssey will probably be there for sure.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm pretty sure it'll be there.
The real question is, do you have to fight someone in order to play it? Yes, because E3 is open to the public, so you'll have to fight someone, even if it's just a crowd of people, you know?
Maybe Mario's hat is there, and you have to fight his new hat with eyes.
Oh, yeah. Then
or you have to fight Bowser and his hat.
Yes.
But in the wedding suit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does he have, like, a wedding outfit or something?
Oh, I bet at E3 they'll pass out wedding invitations.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not... That would actually be awesome. But it's not a wedding suit. It's a transformation into Tuxedo Bowser. It's not a suit that he puts on.
I kind of just thought of him as like Pimp Bowser. I don't know if... I wouldn't really say that. I was like, oh, cool, he's getting married. I'm like, oh, okay, so Mario has finally took a dark turn, I guess. It's kind of where my mind was going.
New Donk City is pretty gritty.
This is trafficking? Exactly. Like,
New Donks. Yeah.
New Donk City. Kind of adds a new layer to 3D World when he captured, like, all of those princesses.
Yeah. I mean, like, he already turned, like, everybody into blocks, so it's like, now he gets to step on them, now he's going to make his rap music video in New Donk City, and it's going to be off the hisse. It's going to be pretty,
Gosh. It's going to be pretty fly.
So Midwestern.
It's almost as if I was there. Oh, man. I would love it if, like, just this wonderful, twisted, dark version of Mario that we have created, like, just kind of, you know, maybe seeps its way in a little bit.
No, we need light and happiness right now.
Oh, shoot. Brian,
Mario will provide that.
Were you there for Black Mario?
Black Mario? What?
Oh my gosh. I was some episode of Connectivity. We were certain that Nintendo was going to come out with some really, really bad diversity play. And because we were complaining about how all the Mario characters like look the same. But then we just imagined like, oh no. But imagine what they would, what a Black Mario character would look like.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, like I don't know. Going,
like from some old Japanese artist. It's a dark future.
You know, now that you mention it, it's kind of weird that they don't really have a whole lot of like diversity in the human characters of Mario outside of like boy and girl. Like considering the fact that they're like Japanese made, it's kind of interesting that I'm thinking about that they don't really have like. A ton of diversity, I guess.
Odyssey is weird because in that trailer you saw for New Donk City, I thought the Mario World just had all humans look like Mario, but they don't. I mean, the humans in that game look like actual humans, and Mario looks like a cartoon character.
No, no, Mario's so Italian. Really Mario's Italian. If you ever go walk around like a big city, you can pick out the Italians because they're very animated.
Oh.
I see they're just like pizza pie and like they're out running the pizza shops and like.
Come on, let's not make it offensive. They are just animated.
That's fair. Yes, okay. I agree.
Man, this is a weird episode. All right, so what's going to happen?
We're already very off topic.
What were you saying, Brian?
We're going to see Mario Odyssey. I mean, I think it would be a good time to show Mother 3, finally.
Yes, along with, like, the virtual console coming to Switch.
Is there going to be now, a virtual
Mother
console?
3 going to be... Is it going to be a Wii U virtual console exclusive, Mother 3?
Oh. It has to be, unless you're going to do a collection.
If they ever talk about the Wii U again, like Nintendo just in general, if they ever mutter the words Wii U again, I think I will have to write them a very, like, unfortunate, like, customer service letter, just letting them know how upset with the service with the service I am, because I am just I know everybody really kind of like there's good games on the Wii U, but with now that the Switch is here, like, I just don't like that system anymore.
The Wii U's like Gucci. It went back to its home planet.
Yeah, it left.
Yeah,
it was like nanu nanu and it's out, and I just was like, nope, I'm good.
I think the Wii U is the best system ever created, but whatever. I'm very disappointed in the Nintendo Switch. I'm very disappointed.
What?
I want dual screen gameplay. Why are you disappointed? I want wireless streaming to the television. I don't know. It just... It doesn't have 3D. It doesn't have any of the things that I love about Nintendo.
Other than Nintendo barely can do voice chat. I think you need to, like, set your expectations a bit lower.
But they did it with the Wii U, like, 5 years ago.
With what? With what? With what now?
With the streaming to the... They stream to the controller. How can they not 5 years later stream from the controller to the TV? And let me have my Zelda map down there while I'm playing. Why do I have to go get...
That's true.
I should never have to get out of my chair, but I have to get out of my chair to go and put it in the dock when it's dead.
That's a good point.
I'm very disappointed.
I mean, like...
But I still carry it everywhere, and I love it.
Yeah.
Man, I love the Switch so much. Have I been on since we talked about, like, since the Switch came out? Like, have I given, like, impressions of on the Switch?
I don't know. I haven't been on in a long time, and I don't listen to this show.
Heard it here, folks. Glowing endorsement from our staff.
Connectivity's biggest fan.
Connectivity's biggest fan, I would say biggest star, question mark? And then, like, just like, nah, I'm good. He's good.
Am I a star now? I do have, like, a fan. Shout out to you, Ryan. You my fan.
What?
Was that?
Oh, Brian.
No, not Brian. Ryan. This guy who found me on Twitter through this show, and then it turned out he lived in the same town as me, and now we're, like, actually friends.
Oh, that's nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool. You never hear stories like that.
No.
So, do we think Nintendo's going to have, like, a big, like, set decoration up like they did with Zelda last year?
Yes.
Do we think it's going
to
be...
I mean, there's probably going to be, like, a showcase, and if I have to guess, it would probably be, like, that spaceship from the Mario Odyssey trailer.
I think it's going to be New Donk City.
That would be cool.
Mm, that would, yeah, I can see that.
Because that seems like that it would be easy to pull off, but it would, like, nail your message, you know? Just build a little city.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I would like that. One thing I would love, and I know Nintendo's not going to do it, because, like, I don't think I know any developer who's going to do it, but I want them to take, like, that city idea, and I want them to do something cyberpunk with it. I want, like,
Blade Runner?
Yeah, yep. I've recently, like, since, like, Ghost in the Shell came out this year, and I've been replaying Deus Ex, and, what is it? Like, I found, like, a indie cyberpunk game called Dex. I've been really into that whole cyberpunk genre, and then with, like, the new movie of Blade Runner coming out later this year, like, I just, like, I've really been invested into all that, and I'm like, I want them to do something, like, just cyber, like, future, like, cybernetic, like, sci-fi, and I guess, like, technically, like, their sci-fi thing is Metroid, but I mean, like, what if they just, like, did, like, a new IP that was, like, cyberpunk-themed? That would be cool. That or at least bring, like, a few, like, cyberpunk indie games to the Switch. Because right now...
Cool.
Yeah, I would love it, just because it's, like, there's so many, like, cyberpunk games, but most of them are indie games or, like, Deus Ex or something like that, and I'm like, I want to be able to play something like that on my Switch. Like, being portable and, like... Actually, it'd be cool if they just ported, like, Mankind Divided, but I don't think they would after Human Revolution.
Wait, are you saying, like, Zelda? What's cyberpunk? Is it, like, Zelda? Did I just say cyberpunk? That's cyberpunk. The new word. It's cyberpunk. Oh my gosh, my dad's accent is coming through.
Are you familiar with cyberpunk? Like, themes of cyberpunk and, like...
It's like Zelda, like, isn't it?
Are you aware?
Isn't it like Zelda, where there's, like, robots, and, like, you can revive yourself and augment yourself? Like, it's like Zelda, right?
I always think of, like, Zelda... Well, I guess with the way they've kind of done Zelda, like, Zelda... This is the most futuristic Zelda has ever been. But, like, it's a lot of, like, dark, gritty, like... like, oppressive dystopian environments with, like, lots of robotic and augmented themes throughout.
Like Zelda. Okay. With all those monsters and robots, and there's the giant, evil, oppressive cloud. I'm being so mean. Because you kept saying cyberpunk, and I was like, didn't we just get, like, kind of weird Nintendo cyberpunk Zelda?
They're not far off. Yeah, the Guardians are awesome. Like, that's, like, they're not far off with that type of thing. I guess what I was thinking is, like, I don't know, like, well, I mean, you remember when we were talking about the Wafather, like, a few episodes ago? We could just turn that into, like, a cyberpunk game.
Oh my god, I forgot about the Wafather. We need that. Okay, E3, I never forgot. So it's going to be the Wafather themed.
legitimately, after we got done recording that episode, I was like, it was all fun and games, but I kind of really want to play that game. Like, it's something that I actually legitimately want to play.
I really want it. For the Wafather.
Yeah. Yes,
but luckily we're getting it because it's the only game at E3. The whole booth is going to be Waluigi themed. You have to be at least 7'8" to enter the booth.
Also 18 years old.
Yes, 18 and up this game. Not 17 and up. 18 and up.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Yes. For excessive strong language and like...
It's so adult, we aren't even allowed to describe it on this podcast.
Ooh, is it like AO? Ooh, okay, so it's like adults only, like that one rating that never gets given to any game.
Yeah. Oh, it this got given like, to this game.
It's like even worse than the hot coffee version of San Andreas.
It's all hot coffee, but with Waluigi.
I've never played a Pentathotta game, so if I... Forgive me if I missed the hot coffee reference. I've never played a Grand Theft Auto. Is that a Grand Theft Auto thing?
Yeah.
Hot coffee?
There was...
If you want to.
In a pretty darn inappropriate...
Yeah, there's like a minigame with
them. Yeah, like a cut minigame that you could glitch back into, and people glitched into it, and like parents freaked out. But they're like, oh, we cut that.
It was like a mini game that they completely, they didn't completely remove it because modders found it. So you couldn't access it unless it was like through a GameShark or something. And
got you. Some other means.
It got big coverage and people got outraged. And San Andreas was like recalled for a few weeks or something like that. And ended up being patched and re-released, but that version got an AO rating in the meantime.
Oh, wow, okay. So that's what happened there, okay. Yeah, I always wondered, because, like, what was it? There was actually one version of Halo 2 that actually got an AO one time. it was like the PC version or whatever, because one of the game creators apparently, like, mooned the players in the game.
Really? You got an AO rating over a mooning?
Yep, I know, right? It doesn't make any sense. Apparently, though, if you're in the map creator for Halo 2 or something in the PC version, he would just, like sit there, and apparently he like, just, like, pulled his pants down or something, and apparently that was enough for them to be like, what the heck? And, like, so nobody knew, like, what's funny is the ESRB knew that it was rated AO, but nobody on staff knew that it was, like, that he put that in there. He eventually got fired, and, like, it was just the most random turn of events.
Huh.
Well, anyways, all that stuff and more is in the Wafather. So the Wafather is
Nintendo's
like...
Nintendo's big step into AO game.
It's the Waluigi open world game, for anyone that yeah. doesn't listen to this show.
Yes, Waluigi often. Open world, Godfather style gameplay, or like Grand Theft Auto style gameplay with Waluigi. And he, what should we say? Like, he's just like going after like not the cartel, obviously, but like, are we, should we have him do real people? Like him just like hunting down like cartel and like drug dealers, or should we do like, Koopas and like?
No, all the people look like in New Donk City, where everyone else looks real, except for his family. You know, they're very animated.
Yes, exactly. And now he's just going around and like, he's doing like the Scarface thing where he's just like, you know.
Well, he doesn't like, have say hello to. To my it's open world. He can do whatever he wants. He can open his own business. He can work for a bank. He can help old ladies across the street. It's the most ambitious title to date. You're Waluigi, and since Nintendo never bothered defining Waluigi, you get to define Waluigi.
I love this, like, blank canvas that Waluigi is that the player can just, like, paint. Like, it has, like, a little bit of, like, RPG elements where we're just, like, painting on what we think Waluigi should do in this open world.
Yeah.
I like that.
Is it gonna have the... Oh, what do they call it? Like, the good and evil thing?
Oh, morality system?
The morality thing. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes. I like that. And then he can have like various skill trees depending on like branching out that depending on like what he does good and what he does bad.
Exactly. Or you know what? Okay, so it turns out that all Mario and all of his friends are the results of a terrible science experiment that turned people into these weird bulbous cartoon people. And Waluigi is on a quest to figure out what happened to him.
It seems like a Pinky and the Brain situation where he's like Pinky and like Wario's like the brain. Well, no, I switched it around. Like one of them's Pinky and one of them's the brain.
I think Wario. It's more like the brain and the brain because they're both brilliant.
Ooh, okay.
Wario and Waluigi are both. Maybe they both have their own crime families. They're brothers. And, crime families get into. I don't know. Brian, can you save us from this?
Brian, what else do you want
to talk about Mother 3?
Yeah, Mother 3.
I don't know how we went from Mother 3 to about the Wild Father again.
I don't know. Kelton's supposed to keep us on track. He's the host.
I know.
Sorry, guys. It was the Wild Father. I blame
job. But
so... So I can, I'm trying to think if there's anything specific I want to see at E3, like besides Metroid and a cyberpunk game, like those are the two big ones I want to see. Do you think we'll see anything about like an SNES classic?
Well, Brian wanted E3 to talk about the NES Mother 3 edition.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Take it away, Brian.
Well, it's an NES mini with Mother 3 in it. Like there you go. Or you know, if we want to be like real about it, maybe like a Game Boy Advance with Mother 3.
I was
going to
say, realistically,
yeah.
They should do like the Game Boy Micro, like Mother 3. Yeah.
It's small enough, so I think it would work well. But
Or what if, the Japanese version had Mother 3 and the American version had like.
Earthbound.
No Earthbound. Cold. It had something. Some other Game Boy Advance game like Harry Potter or something.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Yeah, which was game, but
probably better. I think I played the Game Boy Color version and it wasn't bad.
Oh, that one's an RPG, isn't it?
Yeah.
I always wanted to play that one, I had the Game Boy Advance one.
That was an RPG?
Yeah, for the Game Boy Color.
I thought I owned that game, and I thought, man, I very much misunderstood that game as a kid. I guess I didn't realize that was a RPG. All right. That was something new. Man, I always liked those games better on the consoles. Actually, I'd like those.
I never really got into any of them. I mean, the Game Boy Color one was okay, but then I couldn't get into any of the other ones, because, I don't know, they're not that interesting to play.
Well, the best one I ever played was Harry Potter 5 on the Wii, because you got do spells with the Wii remote, and it was kind of neat, but it wasn't anything too great.
I thought that game was a little, like, I thought the spell part was cool, like, casting the spells, but outside of that, like, just walking around the castle was a little dull, because there really wasn't much to do outside of, like, walk around it and then, like, fight random people. Chamber of Secrets, though, actually kind of had like a Metroidvania style where you'd have to like go back after you learn new spells, and you'd have to use those different spells to like open up passages and find secrets and stuff like that. That was actually a pretty cool game.
Wait, we did it again. Okay, Brian, what about Mother 3?
I just want to play it already. Like, I mean, I know there's a translation that they spent years working on, but, I mean, I want to play the Nintendo version. Because I'm pretty sure they're not going to use that translation, which, I mean, I'm sure is really good. Actually, I've seen parts of it, and it looks really good, but I just want to play the official version Nintendo eventually releases, which I'm sure they're working on. Because if they release Earthbound Beginnings, I'm sure they're going to release the third entry in the Mother series. I'm just wondering how they're going to eventually do it. Is it going to be through the Virtual Console? Is it going to be like a part of a collection? You know, it could be a lot of things. But
do you think we'll ever see like an Earthbound collection on like a cart, like on a cartridge?
I'm for pretty the Switch? Sure. Yeah. I mean, that seems like a given actually. Because I mean, I don't know what they're doing with the Virtual Console. So maybe like for right now, if they're really going to release it, like, in the near future, that would probably be like the best method to do it.
I think that'd be awesome. Like, you could do like a Earthbound trilogy, like on the Switch, and just be like, oh yeah, we'll put them all in a cartridge for you. And then like maybe like if they really wanted to do something cool, they could do like a little collector's edition, and then maybe like pack in like the scratch and sniff cards.
Wait, scratch and sniff cartridge. They already smell bad, or they already taste bad. Why not make it smell bad?
Go one step further. Oh, man. Well, I think the one downside of that would be every time you put it in your Switch, it just, like, your Switch just smells really, really bad.
Yeah, dude, that game stinks. I couldn't even beat Earthbound.
I haven't beat it yet. I'm still plucking through it, but I love that game very much for, like, that half of it that I've gotten through.
I like that one song, where they go like, wah, 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 wah. You know that one?
Oh, that's, yes, I do know. Oh, I got that on vinyl. I love that soundtrack. That's such a good soundtrack. Yes, do you ever think, like, maybe they would just, like, one E3, they'll just be like, hey, we remade Earthbound in, like, 3D, like, graphics. Like, we totally changed it up.
No. Remade it. I don't think they'd do that at E3, but I could see them doing that in, like, a Japan-only Nintendo Direct. Being like, don't tell the Americans, but you guys get Earthbound 3D.
What's funny is, I think did it sell well over in Japan? Like, between here and there, which place sold better? Because I thought we liked it better than they did.
Like the Earthbound series? Mother's, like, really, really popular over there.
Okay, cool. I wasn't sure. I knew it wasn't extremely popular over here when it first came out, but I wasn't sure about over there.
Only Earthbound came out here, and it was a flop.
Yeah. Ugh, that's so sad.
For a lot of reasons. Advertising, promotion. I mean, they literally promoted it like saying, this game stinks, because they had scratch and sniff stickers. there's a lot of reasons. And, you know, the RPG scene wasn't that hot at the time. It wasn't until Final Fantasy VII came out that RPGs really took off here.
Earthbound before Final Fantasy VI or III or whatever?
It was Earthbound, actually.
Final Fantasy III came around 92, that time, too.
Right? Yeah, Final Fantasy VI, I think, was... Or was it Final Fantasy IV or Final Fantasy VI that was 92?
That was Final Fantasy IV. Final Fantasy VI came out in, like, 94. F5 came out in like 92. So, it kind of works like that.
Hey, guys, I just thought of this, which is really weird because I haven't... I don't know how this thought never crossed my mind, because for the past 10 years, I was so preoccupied with the same game coming out eventually. But are we about to see the announcement of Final Fantasy 16?
I don't think anytime soon. They have the 7 remake of Kingdom Hearts 3 to worry about.
But I was going to say, if Square has learned anything over, like, the whole, like, time that they marketed 15...
They haven't.
Maybe it's that they... That's true. I guess them showing the 7 remake last year was kind of all the proof we needed, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard that might come out next year.
Final Fantasy 16?
No. 7 remake.
I was going to say.
At least the first part.
You know what they should do? They should partner up with Nintendo... And they should release Final Fantasy 16, but it should be a 16-bit game. And they should put it on the Switch.
Oh my God. That would be funny, actually.
Would you say bit or part? Because you know it's going to be a 16-part game, right?
16-bit. Because A, it's fun. Yes, they could, like, they can bring back all the nostalgia. They can make another game that's actually maybe as good as Final Fantasy 6 or 4. And then they can, like... And then they can, like, yeah, they can just pull the whole 16-bit thing. And then we can have, like, a cool classic Final Fantasy game.
Wait. Really? They do that all the time. Isn't that what Bravely Default is? Them trying to make a game as good as Final Fantasy VI and IV?
I don't think it succeeded, but yeah, I guess kind of.
So what, if they just tried again, then it would work?
I don't know. I guess I just want more thought put into the story. My biggest problem with that game was, like, I liked the gameplay of it, and I liked the mechanics, but the story of it kind of fell flat for me. I was like, because 4 was actually, like, the first Final Fantasy game I got extremely close to beating, and I really loved, like, playing it on the DS, the remake, and, like, I was like, oh, this story's great, the characters are great, whereas, like, I play Bravely Default, I'm like, I don't know the characters. Like, I don't know what's going on in that game, other than there's fantasy fairies and monsters and stuff.
Yeah, those characters suck.
I just want, like, a kind of like a return to form. Like, that'd be cool if, like, I guess it wouldn't be at E3. It'd probably be like in an Nintendo Direct. But if they're like, hey, we decided we're gonna, like, remake, like, a Final Fantasy game in sprites, or we're gonna, like, put out a new Final Fantasy game in sprites, and here you go, a 16-bit, like, enjoy.
They've been remaking old Final Fantasy games without sprites.
Yes. I don't know. They could, like, maybe, like, rework a Final Fantasy game backwards. I don't know. Just something new. At this point, I just want something. I just want something classic from Square.
Well,
something,
Brian,
that gives me those feelings.
Did you have anything else you wanted to add, Brian?
Besides, not really.
You said Mario and Mother.
Oh, let's see. Mario, Mother 3. I don't think we're going to hear about the SNES Classic, because when the NES Classic was announced, it was just like a random email one morning. So I don't think we're going to get... I don't think they're going to announce that at E3.
That's true. But,
so, I mean, as far as anything else...
Wait, do you think that they're going to do the SNES Mini? Or do you think they're going to jump straight to the SNES Mega?
I think we're about to see the SNES one first.
It's got 5 or the CD drive. Favorite Donkey games.
I think we're going to see Pokemon in some form. At E3.
Oh.
I think there's too many rumors at this point, and it seems like something's going on. I think if you really want the Switch to start off really hot, and it has started off pretty hot, but if you all keep the momentum rolling, the best way, actually, would be to release a third Pokemon game, aside from Sun and Moon.
Well, okay, so what do you think we're going to get? Do you think we're going to get a Sun and Moon remake, a Sun and Moon sequel, or a remake of an old game, or a completely new game?
A
lot of options.
I would lean between a port and a remake, something like Emerald. And those type of games where there's a lot of new content, but it's still like the same game.
Okay, you think people would go for that, really? It being so close.
It's Pokemon.
The last one came out.
I think if you hype the new features, I think people will be into it.
Yeah. It all depends too, I think, like, if it looks like updated enough, like, people get kind of jazzed about knowing that, like, oh, like, the thing I grew up with is now, like, in fully 3D, because, believe it or not, like, some people are really just, like, they expect a lot out of graphics sometimes, which I don't always get, but, like, some people want really good-looking graphics, so, I mean, like, if they see that their pixels have been turned into 3D, they're kind of, like, on board sometimes.
Yeah, I think the big selling point would be a 3D version of Sun and Moon. Like a graphically enhanced version, at least.
Yeah.
Like a Zelda looking kind of thing.
Would you want
the same game with a higher resolution, or would you want like a lighting messed with and that kind of stuff?
I would personally want an enhanced version with enhanced graphics.
Make it Breath of the Pokemon.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it would look as good as Zelda did, but I mean, I think it would be lots better than the 3DS version.
Yeah, you can tell they're kind of pushing the technical limitations with that, with Sun and Moon on 3DS.
I don't know. I would like to see what they could do on the Switch.
I still think that there are much better looking games on 3DS than Pokemon.
I agree. I think, like, what I mean by, like, technical limitations is just the amount of stuff they put in there mixed with, like, the 3D, like, perspective that they do. Like, because I think probably the best-looking game on that system is probably, like, what, Resident Evil Revelations?
No, it's Kid Icarus Uprising.
Followed by
Luigi's Mansion.
I didn't play either of those games, so I don't...
What, Brian? Good. Those are, like, the best two 3DS games. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, we were going to talk about 3DS games today, but we didn't.
I have never been into Luigi's Mansion games.
Really?
Like I was kind of upset when I read that they ditched a Metroid game for Luigi's Mansion 2.
Well, that's because you never played Luigi's Mansion.
I didn't play either of them because they looked dumb. Straight up. Straight up.
I would say one of them is very good. The other is good, but its controls suck.
What?
Yeah.
Kid Icarus. I think Luigi's Mansion's controls are fine.
No. Kid Icarus, I would give a try. I don't know why I haven't yet.
It's great. You should have told me you didn't have it. I would have, like, it was, like, on super sale for the 5th anniversary in March.
My brother has it.
Go steal
it from
him.
My brother has it.
But make sure that he has the stand, because you need the stand.
He probably does.
That's true. You do.
You need the stand so you can throw it in your Switch bag. And use it as a stand for your Switch.
That's the real reason you need it. Do we think we're going to see, like... Do you think, like... What do you think the 3DS scene is going to be like at E3? You think we're going to be, like... You think it's going to be, like, 50-50 Switch in 3DS? Or do you think it's going to be, like... Like, all in on Switch? Or all in, like, maybe, like, 30% on Switch? And, like, 70% on 3DS?
The 3DS not be in their big presentation. No way. It's going to be all Switch. And then maybe they'll have a 3DS presentation like a day or two later or like in the evening.
I don't know if I'd say that far. I think the Switch will be the emphasis of the presentation, but right now their line is the 3DS is still very strong and they're going into 2018 with 3DS still in mind. So I think we will see games for it, but we won't see as much as other years. I think we'll see games, but not a lot of them.
Yeah. I think that's fair. I think at the most, if like, because with Nintendo being Nintendo, I think the most we would see is probably like in the presentation, I agree with Adam, I think it'll be primarily Switch. And I think like the most we'll see is like maybe they show a montage of 3DS. Like, hey, we saw 3DS stuff, and then they're like, hey, here's a montage, and then like that's it.
I do think that Ever-Oasis is going to be the big 3DS game, though.
Yeah.
Because they won't have Pokemon, they won't have... I don't know, anything else? Not even another Fire Emblem? Like, they have nothing else to show on 3DS, really.
I don't think they'll show the... They'll show a Fire Emblem Dynasty Warriors, whatever it's called.
Oh, is that coming to 3DS?
I think it is.
Oh. That's weird.
That's right. It is coming, on new 3DS.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. I don't think they'll show that off, though. I think, like, this year, like, it's going to be Mario on Switch, and then they're going to have a Splatoon 2 tournament. ARMS will be there, and maybe it'll be for sale there, and Ever-Oasis on 3DS. Like, seriously, that's what I think it's going to be.
Yeah. Do we think they might show off anything new? Like, maybe they'll return an old franchise that wasn't necessarily theirs, but, like, you know, display it on their stage for Switch?
Maybe. They have done that. I mean, they requested to Konami that they wanted to bring back Bomberman. So they could do something like that for another franchise.
Yeah. Well, I know there was some rumblings the other day about, like, Castlevania. Like, maybe a Castlevania shows up on the Switch or something.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, Konami needs to get out of hot water. So maybe if they're like, hey, we partnered with Nintendo to bring you a classic-style Castlevania game on Switch, here you go. Like, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. That would definitely be cool.
Yeah, they need to quit making pachinko machines and just, like, make games again, maybe.
I don't know. I think their presentation is going to be really, really Mario-focused. Like, I think there will be some little other things.
I think so.
Yeah, I think Mario will be the focus of E3.
Like, 2 years ago, not last year with Zelda, but 2 years ago, it was Star Fox-focused. You know, yeah. And everyone played Star Fox, and they talked a lot about Star Fox. It's going to be like that, but for Mario. And hopefully Mario isn't another Star Fox.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Mario's going to outsell Star Fox pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah. I'm amazed at, like, the amount of trailer views that game has. Because, like, right now I think it's sitting at, like, 22 million or something like that
views. Can you stop watching?
Like, no, I mean, yeah, I watched it at least 10 times the first day.
I show a lot of people.
Like, hey, check out Mario. Check out what he's doing.
Yeah. Like, did you see the new Mario?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I mean, like, I watched that trailer a lot, which was surprising, because I don't normally watch a lot of, like, game trailers over and over again. I normally think they're kind of hit or miss, but yeah, that one was really, really good. Do you think we'll see, like, do you think they're going to remaster any Wii U games for Switch, like, anymore? Maybe they announced some?
The rumors originally were Splatoon, but I think Splatoon 2 kind of took that in its place, and Mario Maker.
You think we'll see Smash?
Smash Bros. Is another one.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think we're going to see Smash. I'm kind of confident.
The Smash Amiibos come out at the end of July, which means that if they announced it there, they would have a whole month to release it.
I remember reading something. I forget exactly what it was, but I remember there's like. Well, no, because they released alternate versions of the last remaining amiibo, so that's out.
Do you think they would add much to it if they do remaster it? Do you think it'll pretty much just be carbon copy? Here's Smash with all the DLC.
I think they'll just release it with the DLC.
I think they're going to add a bunch, and I don't know if they're going to release it now and add things as DLC down the line, or if they're going to hold it back and add more stuff in and release it as Smash 5 Switch or whatever.
Yeah, I think, like one thing that's really nice, like, even especially with, like, Mario Kart recently, like, because they already had all the original DLC in there, I kind of like the idea of, like, okay, here's all the original DLC, and then if you guys want, we'll throw in, like, some more characters that you can get later down the line. That way, like, it's an ever-evolving platform rather than just one game that never had anything else added to it.
See, maybe they'll do that, but also, I've already spent, like, $150 on fucking Mario Kart 8. So I don't know if I would buy more DLC.
That's fair. For me, like, it wasn't like I didn't play much Mario Kart. I didn't actually buy Mario Kart on Wii U. It just came with the Wii U when we got it. Like, and I didn't, luckily I had no financial say on that part, but like with Switch, I was like, oh, I'll definitely get Mario Kart. I wonder if that'd probably be mainly for like the newer people who hopped on Mario Kart, I would think.
See, my brother bought it for me because he wanted to play. So I downloaded it, and then we played most of one race, and then the internet stopped working. And then we never played it again. But, I mean, it was nice of him to buy it for me, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, do you guys think, now that I'm thinking about it, do you guys think that we're going to hear a lot more about their internet plans and a lot more about their, like, service plans for the rest of the year? And, like, when the internet thing has to be paid for?
They kind of have to eventually. If it's going to be at E3, I don't really know. It's possible.
Yeah, I don't know if E3 is the right time for it. Because E3 is a lot for, like, bragging, you know, and showing off your cool stuff to the other companies. And that's more of like
this a... if this were like Xbox or PlayStation, I'd say definitely. But this is Nintendo, so I have no idea.
Yeah. I love the fact that we're having this conversation and we're like, yeah, you know, I mean, anything could happen. I mean, you know, they could say like, hey, we're opening up a restaurant chain tomorrow and, you know, you guys are all invited. Like, it's just the most random thing. Like, we have no Nintendo's clue what they're
going to do. Well, no one said that about the restaurant chain, but I have heard rumors that Nintendo is opening a restaurant chain.
Ooh.
Yeah. Confirmed. It's called, it's called Nintendo's, and you just eat. You just eat NES classics. Yeah, they just serve you NES classics that they mashed up into little like bowls and plates and stuff.
All the ones they didn't feel like selling to the public and the consumers.
Are these edible or like the actual?
No, they're the things. They're the actual NES classic edition. They ground them all up into like pasta and oatmeal and stuff like
pizza.
That.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound good.
Well, Brian, you're invited, so if you don't want to go, you don't have to
That's
go.
That's important. Right? The WA family.
Go, but I don't know if I want to eat there.
The WA family will be serving it.
Yeah,
they have protection from the WA family.
Yes, exactly. You go there, and he does the little like, "I'm gonna make you a deal you can't refuse," and then he'll do like the whole Waluigi. it'll be great.
Wait, I'm sorry. A deal you can't waffuse?
Waffuse. Oh! That's good. Hey, oh, no, I was just thinking about this, too. What, like, for the cat he holds is, like, the only cat I can think of is, like, the Splatoon cat?
No.
Like, does he just... No? I mean, maybe, or the, there's the cat suit, I guess.
But... It's Wario in a cat suit.
And he's just like, wow.
Yeah,
and then he's just that's good.
That's his little. I like perk.
It, and he's just holding it.
Or he looks up.
He's holding it while sitting.
And he's like, "Wow, wow,
we are."
When he's hungry, he's just like,
"Wah, wah." Man, that sounds great. Yeah. Is there any like last? Is there anything lastly? Like we're thinking, like they'll really just come out. Like, what do we think? The like outside of Mario, do we think they'll do anything bigger than Mario?
What's bigger than Mario, like a new Zelda?
That's not bigger than Mario.
True. A new Mario Kart. I think that would be bigger than...
If they did that, I would probably, like, just, like... I would probably just, like, sell my Switch. You know? I'm sorry. I love my Switch, but I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, that would not... I don't get angry with Nintendo too much, even though they're really weird with the stuff they do. That would, like, tick me off. I'm like, guys,
that would be ill-timing.
Extremely. I don't think they would do that, but still.
No, but I think we'll probably see a decent amount of ARMS 2.
ARMS 2.
ARMS 2.
Oh.
We'll get a nice
sequel before the game comes out.
Yep.
That's being edgy.
I'm kind of surprised. Yeah, really pretentious there, Nintendo.
Yeah, they want third parties to respect them. They're like, yeah.
I thought about something. Do you guys think we'll see a Skyrim release date finally?
Who cares?
Or do you think that'll be...
What are we going to see?
I care a little bit.
Release date already.
I like the idea of Skyrim on in a portable. Yes.
Here's the deal. I know everybody's like, oh, it's just Skyrim. Skyrim is awesome, and I am very, very excited because I never actually beat Skyrim.
No one has ever beat Skyrim.
The thing with Skyrim is I spent all of November 2011 playing it, and now, like, six or seven years later, I'm like, do I really want to play, like, the vanilla version all over again?
That's fair, no,
you
actually.
You have to play it with mods. It doesn't come...
That's
well,
fair.
Like the Randy Savage Dragon mod, I would play that. That'd be cool.
No, I haven't played that mod. I don't know if I ever told you about my mods, but they're not appropriate to talk about. Oh.
Okay.
No, okay, so I have a bear that I ride everywhere, and then I have another bear that's my follower. He's the Dova bear. He has, like, the Skyrim helmet on, and he smiles all the time.
Oh.
Like, he looks like he's happy to be murdering people. So I don't think I can ever go back to normal Skyrim. And also, I have a laptop, so, like, I can already play Skyrim everywhere.
Oh, you're that guy.
No, okay, Skyrim doesn't need any, like, Skyrim can run on anything any day, or anymore.
Anymore, yeah.
It's the really technology old.
Yeah, I guess I still appreciate its charm. I guess, for part of me is, like, even though it's really old, it's kind of just, like, a beloved classic, I think, of at this point. Like, I will go back and I'll just turn Skyrim on for, like, an hour just to run around the world, just to, like, feel it again.
I think with Skyrim, though, I think this is, like, a version that, to me, kind of feels like Watch Dogs on the Wii U, because we've heard, like, zero information about it since it was announced, and it's been a few months, and Bethesda's been really quiet about it, so I think it's something like they'll announce release date somewhere randomly down the line, and it'll just come out. That's what I'm feeling like right now.
Yeah. I bet I wouldn't be surprised if maybe instead of like maybe like Nintendo announcing it, I wonder if Bethesda just releases that at their own press conference.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like now I mean, that they've been having their own.
This to me feels like a game that's saying like, oh hey, Bethesda's interested in the Switch, but they kind of aren't.
Yeah, it's just like a test. It's just a test it's like, to see how it goes.
We're really interested in this kind of.
Yeah, oh, it's like someone at Bethesda's daughter came up and was like, "Daddy, Daddy, can we have Skyrim on the Nintendo?"
Yes, and then, like his big man was just like, "Yes, yes, you can, boys, get it up." I think we're about ready to wrap up because I think we kind of hit about everything I think we're wanting to talk. But the last thing I wanted to bring up is I think it would be awesome if like Blizzard got in on the mix and maybe like no. I think it would be incredible, and there's been talks about it, and I don't think it'll happen yet, but there's been talks about Overwatch or Hearthstone coming to the Switch.
No.
Yes, I know.
No.
I it's wishful thinking, Adam.
I think Hearthstone has a chance.
100%.
I don't know.
I don't want them. Please take them away. Every game on Switch has to be tailored for me.
I will say, I'm not a multiplayer shooter guy, really. But if Overwatch comes to the Switch, I will probably be playing that every day for at least
a week. I played Overwatch for a few days and I liked it until I kept getting beaten. So I like left Overwatch scene, but the short time I played with it, I really liked it.
Overwatch is one of those games where I think if it was portable, or if I could, like, play it on the couch, like, I would probably play it a lot more than, like, wanting to sit down and play it on a TV. I think it's definitely one of those games you can do that, but, like, Overwatch is so, I mean, the way Blizzard makes their games, they're so, like, get in, get out, get that quick game fix, and then go back in and do it again. So, like, that works really well with the Switch, so, and they've been talking about it.
The thing with Overwatch on Switch, to me, is, like, would it have a big single player experience, because I don't know if Nintendo would want to release something that's so online heavy.
Well, I don't think Overwatch has any single player, does it?
Yeah, it has training and like, yeah, that's kind of about it. I think that's pretty much about it.
Well, then what's the point?
Yeah, it's that. It's like the team who like it's like the people who play like Dota and like StarCraft all the time. They just keep playing that multiplayer.
What is Dota?
Defense of the Ancients?
What does that mean?
some scholars have noted. No, it's a like a mod for Warcraft 3 where everybody just kept like playing it and eventually it became its own game.
Oh, is it anything like Warcraft 2?
Maybe. Like it's isometric.
But like do you control all the people and do they say silly things?
So you they say silly things, but you control your own character at one time. And then you basically have to go, and you have to, like, just, like, defeat the other team. I was really into, so a short story then, I was really into Dota for, like, a little bit, but the community got very angry with me, and I don't need that in my life, so I just kind of left. I left the scene. I was good.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah, everybody was just really kind of angry on Dota, and, like, one guy, like, I was like, oh, cool, guys, like, because, like, I was playing on a MacBook, so maybe that was that was why they were mad with me. But, like, that's the only computer I had. I was like, I want to play Dota. So I was playing with my trackpad and my MacBook, and I was running through the lanes. And I was like, all right, guys, I think I'm pretty good as Juggernaut. I think I can hold us down, because that was the only character I had had some experience playing with. So I was doing our thing, and then by the time that, like, halfway through the match, they're like, oh, man, dude, I thought you said you were good. You suck. And they were just, like, really mean. And I was like, you know, like, I'm trying my best over here. It's just a game. Like, I'm just going to bounce out, and I never went back.
See, I hate online games. I don't want to play with anyone unless you're sitting right next to me, and we can play something else. You know?
That's fair. I feel you. That's one of the one things that turned me off with Splatoon at first was I was like, oh, it's basically just online? And then I realized later I had a story, but... Yeah, that was one of the things that, like, originally I was, like, not jazzed about with Splatoon. But I think it'll be good on the Switch.
Alright, well, I think we're done. Goodbye.
I think so. Alright, everybody. Well, thank you for listening to episode 227 of NWR Connectivity. We had fun recording this. So we will catch you guys next time. Well,
speak for yourself, Mr. Had Fun Recording This.
Well, I did.
I mean, everything's relative for Adam. But
okay, well, I had fun recording it as well. But you had to, you know, let everyone have their say.
Gosh. Sorry, newbie over here. Alrighty.